And a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that the show is available 24/7 via your favorite podcast app. Just search for the Nick Craig Show, hit that follow or subscribe button, and you'll get a new program delivered each and every weekday morning. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you by The Law Group. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. That's 910-251-6088. So there's obviously a lot going on in the news. We've talked about over the last couple of weeks, this crazy socialist dude who has won the Democrat primary in the state of New York, Zohran Mamdani. He is will be the Democrat candidate for mayor going forward. And he's got one of these ideas that is straight out of a communist handbook as it relates to government-run grocery stores. And you might think to yourself, well, that's only something that can be discussed. That's only a legitimate topic in an area like New York City and with an incredibly radical candidate like Zohran Mamdani. And you wouldn't be completely wrong about that, but there's been a lot of discussion in our area over the last couple of years about a government-run and government-operated grocery store. That's the Northside Food Co-op. That is a project that has been discussed for many years in the north side of downtown Wilmington, the North End, as it's called, that would, at least in years past and in past conversations, would have been a county and city subsidized grocery store. Now, there's been some new developments over the last couple of weeks about that, and I wanted to provide you with details on that this morning because it is a relevant discussion, and it really comes down to one key and one major thing. What is the role of government? Where should government be involved, and where should government not be involved? And I think those are very relevant and important questions to ask, especially with everything that's going on right now at the federal government, big time major changes going on there. At the local level, you've got decisions being made, of course, in the county. Just went through the major discussion over taxes and what that tax rate should be for residents across New Hanover County. And when you boil it down, and we'll get into the details, but when you boil it down to its simplest form, the question is very simple. Should the government, whether that be a county, a city, a town, some other sort of municipality, should they be involved in funding something like a grocery store? Something that we know private business is capable of doing. You drive through any town in America, or at least we'll focus on our area. You drive through any town in the Southeast or in North Carolina, and you're liable to see a plethora of different options for grocery stores. You've got a lot of very popular chains. You've got Food Lion, Publix, Harris Teeter, Lowe's Foods. Walmart is in the grocery store business now. They've got their super centers that offer grocery stores, and I'm sure I'm leaving a couple of out. Piggly Wiggly. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these options. And I bring all of that up to state the fact and make the point that private business is absolutely capable of handling something like selling food. Grocery stores have existed for hundreds of years, and we know that they are capable of providing a service. Now, they obviously haven't existed in their current form for hundreds of years, but people have been selling food, selling produce, selling meat for literally hundreds of years. It is something that the free market has nailed down. It is something that the free market has absolutely figured out how to do. These are the products we need to stock. These are the products that sell. These are the areas that we need to open or operate grocery stores. You know, these major chains like the Lowe's Foods, like the Publix, the Harris Teeters, the Food Lions, these companies spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year, paying experts, paying individuals to advise them and consult with them on whether something should be opened. I mean, the part of their business is determining new markets that they can break into. I would absolutely say that they are subject matter experts on something like a grocery store. I don't know that there's anybody that could argue that fact. They seemingly have mastered when a grocery store is needed, where it is needed, and what is required to not only open but facilitate something like that. So getting all of that groundwork out of the way. I'll start with this. If there was a need for a grocery store in the north side of downtown Wilmington, somebody would have opened one. If there was a clientele base, if there was a population of consumers in the geographical area that is the food desert, according to USDA, that exists in downtown Wilmington, I think, and I don't believe it's too far of a stretch to say somebody would have opened one. Somebody would have said, there's an untapped market here. There's an opportunity to, make some money here. So as you look at the USDA map on what they classify as food deserts, as we look at that this morning for those watching live on YouTube, Rumble, and X, this is the Food Access Research Atlas for food deserts on the USDA.gov website. And the area that we're talking about this morning, the north side, are these two areas in downtown Wilmington where there is, according to USDA and the statistics that they use, a food desert that exists. Now, that term in itself is debatable. They've got, of course, the federal government has their definition of what is a so-called food desert. So that has spawned the conversation over the last couple of years about opening up and having a food co-op known as the Northside Food Co-op in downtown Wilmington, specifically on the north side of downtown Wilmington. So there's a very interesting article this morning over at Port City Daily's got it, Brianna Flanagan. And it starts off by saying, plans to bring a grocery store to downtown Wilmington's north side was seemingly put on hold when both the endowment, that's the New Hanover Community Endowment, of course, we talked about that yesterday, the new executive director or the new president of that who started less than a year ago is already out. He officially announced his resignation on Monday. And the New Hanover County Commissioners pulled funding. However, co-op leadership is not letting either deter its plans. Let's continue. According to Sierra Washington, who is the project manager, she notes, as a team, we are 100% committed to still building and opening the grocery store. I'm not hesitating. Now, let me be clear. I don't have any issue with a group coming together and building a grocery store in downtown Wilmington. If a community group wants to fund and find sponsors and find various groups that will fund the operation of a grocery store in this area, the Northside Food Co-op, in and around the area where the Northside Food Co-op wants to operate, I say have at it. I am not against an organization, not against a group trying to do this. But what I am adamantly against is the government being involved. Now, the most amount of government involvement that I would be interested in is land. If the government, which previously the city of Wilmington had announced and brought forward, that the city of Wilmington would essentially let the Northside Food Co-op use land that they owned, that to me is fine. If you want to not gift them, but allow them to use that land, I would not pay for the construction of the building. I would not pay to put water, sewer access in there. But if you want to, as government, say, here's a plot of land, you've got this grandiose vision, you've got this project, you've got this idea. If that's what you want to do, that is fine. That is great. That is the highest level of government involvement that I would want in something like this. The public first learned of funding changes to the Northside Food Co-op, which planned to bring a grocery store to 910th Street in downtown Wilmington at the county commission's budget session on June the 12th. Commissioner Leanne Pierce revealed that the New Hanover Community Endowment pulled back on its $6.7 million grant that they had allocated for the Northside Food Co-op. The endowment originally granted the money in February of 2024 to help follow through on the county's commitment to alleviating the Northside's food desert. The commissioners then cut the co-op's $2.5 million in funding and transferred it elsewhere in the budget based on the endowment's withdrawal. You're talking about a significant amount of money that was set to be allocated by both the New Hanover Community Endowment and the county commissioners, over $9 million. That is not a small sum of money. That is not just a small little drop in the bucket. Now, $2.5 million is from the county. The community endowment is a separate entity set up after the sale of New Hanover Regional Medical Center, more than $1 billion in a managed account dealing with that money, dealing with the interest, and supposedly providing the community with grants and various fundings and things of that nature. But all in all, you're talking about $9.2 million in funding from the county and the community endowment, which is supposed to be helping everybody across New Hanover County. On Monday, Washington told Port City Daily that the county's decision to cut its funding was a surprise to them. She said that the co-op had received little face time with the commissioners and county manager prior to their budget vote, though it's common for county partners to work directly with staff rather than commissioners. However, the endowment, the county manager, and county staff met with the co-op on June 4th to discuss the endowment's need to reevaluate the co-op's grant. It had been 6 months since the food co-op decided to pause its plans after the city of Wilmington entered an agreement to sell its surplus property on Chestnut and 3rd Street to Cape Fear Holdings for a major grocery store brand. And that's where this story earlier this year, I guess you could say, turned on its head, because there has been a major grocer that has come to downtown Wilmington and is not getting a government handout, is not getting $10 million from the county and the endowment to build a grocery store. And so that now, in my estimation and in my opinion, solves said problem that the food co-op was trying to deal with. Despite city officials claiming that the deal wouldn't threaten the co-op, Washington said it didn't have customers to lose to a competitor. The co-op was poised to be the first grocery store downtown in three decades or more. An ongoing market study has shown that a grocery store alone could not stay afloat. Even if every Northside resident shopped there, something Washington claimed had been true even before the Chestnut Street Big Brand store located a mile away was on the city's radar. Let me read this again. There has not been a grocery store in this area, in downtown, in this specific downtown area, in 30 years or more. An ongoing market study had shown that a grocery store alone could not stay afloat, even if every Northside resident shopped there. Well, then there you go. I mean, you're saying the quiet part out loud. If studies, market research shows that an area cannot sustain a full-time grocery store, then why would the city, the county, and the endowment be in the business of funding it? I have nothing against the Northside Food Co-op. I have nothing against them at all. I think what they are attempting to do is a valiant effort. They believe that they are trying to fill a need, but we've got a hundred plus years, 150 plus years of expertise in determining what areas can suffice, which areas can justify a full-time grocery store. This area cannot. Port City Daily even says it in their article. So why was the endowment? Why was the city of Wilmington, why was New Hanover County even entertaining the idea of giving this organization money? Not because it's a bad organization. Not because Sierra Washington, the leader of it, is a bad person. None of that is true. But this comes back to government's issue of putting good money after bad. If an area, according to market studies, cannot sustain the operation of a grocery store, then why would you be looking at investing $9.2 million into that project? That's what it comes down to. It's a relatively simple thing. It's not overly, to me, it's not overly complicated. It's simple analytics. Are there enough people in this area? Are there enough shoppers in this area to sustain the operation of a full-time business? The answer is no. And so when the answer is no, then it's time for everybody to move on. Now, if the Northside Food Co-op, again, wants to go out and privately fund this, wants to go out and get sponsors and groups, so on and so forth, to pay for this, that's their prerogative. But let them do that with their money. It is not the responsibility of taxpayers in New Hanover County, taxpayers in the city of Wilmington, to fund that operation. And I would argue it would be completely irresponsible of government to embark on an endeavor like this, knowing the facts that are available, knowing the market research that is available, knowing the statistics and the analytics that are available. As reported by Port City Daily in March, the co-op paused zoning, permitting, and design work on the project at the beginning of the year after City Council's December vote to sell property for a grocery store. At the time, Washington stated that the county and the endowment were still in support of the Northside Food Co-op. The endowment just needed to figure out, quote, the best way to work with them after the project changed. Last week, the endowment provided $320,000 worth of grants to Growing Resilience, which is the nonprofit that oversees the food co-op's charity efforts, with Washington noting that that money will be used for the co-op's community dinner program while also supporting the team's work towards growing the grocery store. So the community dinner program, great, makes perfect sense. The co-op's study continues analyzing the best business model for the store. Two changes are still being explored: the addition of a hot food concept or transferring its planned location from 10th Street to a spot with more foot traffic. Washington hopes that they can make some decisions over the next couple of months. She told Port City Daily, because funding was paused, it did affect that timeline, but our architects are still on board and our consultants are still on board. She also iterated research conducted before the funding shortages indicated that the store would be, quote, more economically sustainable than originally thought. However, she said that she could not share more details about the study. Washington said that the co-op didn't hear from commissioners after rescinding funding, but Chief of Finance Officer Sarah Warmuth and Senior Facilities Coordinator David King transferred the co-op's architect and consulting contracts the day after. They also answered any questions she had in the aftermath as well. Port City Daily reached out to county commissioners earlier this week for their thoughts on the future of the co-op. Commissioner Leanne Pierce, who made the motion to move the funding from the co-op to upgrades in the 911 center, said that the co-op's pause was already weighing heavy on her decision before the endowment pulled its funding. Commissioner Pierce saying, quote, for me, it's always been about business and about the numbers. I make sure there's compassion and you know how to take care of the community and balance that, but you can't have your checkbook open all of the time. In a move that surprised not only the public, but the board's two Democrat-elected leaders, the Republican commissioners Bill Rivenbark, Dane Scalise, and Leanne Pierce, brought forth a budget on June the 12th with a significantly lower tax rate, though at the expense of $30.6 million in quote-unquote cut services. The food co-op money was transferred to upgrading the decades-old technology at the 911 center. Commissioner Pierce said, "We wanted to keep our tax rate down, and I think funding for the 911 center was very smart, very critical infrastructure that was needed. So I think that was the smart thing to do, instead of just holding the money, putting it where it needs to go." However, Commissioner Pierce said her understanding was county funding would be reconsidered when the food co-op study was complete and a new business model was decided upon. She said she didn't think that the area chosen for the grocery store could sustain its use. Nevertheless, the commissioners were open to restoring funding. Commissioner Rob Zappel agreed, but noted that the ball was in the food co-op's court. He told Port City Daily, quote, "The problem still has not been solved, and I would love to reopen the conversation when the Northside Food Co-op, when they can bring us forward a plan that will address all the issues of having another grocery store nearby." With Zappel adding that it could look at like a permanent farmers market strategy rather than a full-time original grocery store. In the meantime, Washington said her team is applying for a whole database of other grants to see through the co-op's grocery store. The co-op continues to host community meetings with two planned this month to update the public, one in person on the evening of July 29th, followed by an online session on July the 30th. So with that, that is the latest from the Northside Food Co-op. And, you know, even before we learned that there was going to be another grocery store in downtown Wilmington, which seemingly is going to happen, it's at least gone through the stages where an entity who is not yet named has looked at acquiring and purchasing land that the city of Wilmington currently owns. Even before that, the issue I had is all of the data, as we just went through, the data, the studies, the population, all of the statistics in the north side of downtown Wilmington cannot and does not justify having a full-time grocery store. And even though the county commission, even though the city council said, oh, you know, we're not going to fund this long term. We're not going to fund this forever. We're not going to put our money on this project forever. We're going to give them, you know, an immediate influx of cash to let them get up and operational so they can fund construction. It's, you know, I would imagine pretty expensive to build a facility to operate a grocery store. You've got to purchase freezers and fridges, and those things are not cheap. Those things are not inexpensive. So it's a very heavy financial uplift on the front side. But ladies and gentlemen, we know the reality of how this plays out. The county says, we're not going to fund this long term. So we're going to give you a couple million dollars, you know, have at it, go wild, and then you can fund it after the fact. But you and I know exactly how this process plays out. If the Northside Food Co-op, after receiving county money to construct and to operate and to get everything up and running, 2, 3, 4 years down the line, if the food co-op is not able to sustain that, if the food co-op was not able to sustain the operation from, oh, I don't know, people buying produce, buying meat, buying milk, and all of the other things that you buy at a grocery store, and they were incapable or not able to sustain funding or generate funding elsewhere through private organizations and sponsorships and donations and so on and so forth, you and I know exactly what would have happened. The Northside Food Co-op would have gone back to the city of Wilmington, would have gone back to New Hanover County, would have gone back to the endowment and said, we're out of money, please give us more. And that's when you get into the situation of putting good money after bad. Because individuals within the county, individuals within the city or the endowment would say, well, we've already invested over $9 million into this project. So yeah, we can just keep it going. Here's a couple $100,000 here. Here's a couple $100,000 there. And the next thing you know, you have got a government subsidized grocery store operating in downtown Wilmington. That is the unfortunate reality of how this story plays out. To no fault of the individuals operating the Northside Food Co-op, again, there's just not enough people. There's not enough individuals in this area to sustain the operation. And that is why from very early on in this process, when I was back on the radio here in Wilmington, the Northside Food Co-op was kind of an evolving story. We tracked it throughout its entirety from the early days of the city giving the land, originally donating the land to the county, to then the city selling the land to the county, to then the county funding construction, then the endowment gets involved. It's been a long-term discussion and a long-term conversation that has changed dramatically. But really, the biggest change now is the fact that there's going to be another grocery store less than a mile away, or about a mile or so away, that is going to be operated by a private entity, a Publix, a Harris Teeter, a Food Lion, a Lowe's, whatever brand ends up purchasing that land and presumably will go through the process of opening a store. You're going to have competition from private business a mile away. And so then you even ask a different question as if the process played out as I've described it. Then you've got government not only subsidizing a grocery store, but then you've got government that is actively in competition with private business. And that is never a good situation. Government is government for a reason. Government should not be in the business of competing against free market capitalism. Government should not be in the business of actively competing with a private company, or in this case, a public company, depending on the size of the chain, in their operation. That is, you as a taxpayer are funding would be funding the operation of a grocery store to compete against a food line. That's insane. There is absolutely no way that you can spin or justify any of that being a good idea. And unfortunately, I have seen this play out before. We have seen situations where government puts a little money in up front to get things off and going. It doesn't work out as planned. And then the next thing you know, then what? Then you've got, if the county doesn't fund it long-term, if they're not able to sustain themselves, then the county has invested almost $10 million into a building just sitting on the side of the road. They, of course, don't want to do that. So it becomes yet another item that the county has to fund, that the city or other municipal governments have to fund year after year. It's not good, and frankly, it's not sustainable. Does there need to be a grocery store in the north end of downtown Wilmington? From all of the research, from all of the studies that have come forward, the answer is no. Now, maybe the idea of some sort of free open air market farmers market thing, well, that's a solution. And you could do that significantly cheaper than operating and constructing a full-blown grocery store. Maybe some sort of community food thing with local farmers and local groups selling their goods, selling their product to individuals in Northside. I think that's a great idea. There's many of those events that run throughout Wilmington throughout the year anyway. There's one that happens on Oleander Drive every Saturday. I'm drawing the name of it, but there's multiple farmers markets that run throughout the summer months, and in some cases year round in Wilmington. So maybe that's the model. So that's the latest on the Northside Food Co-op. Fortunately, this announcement from this other private entity that wants to purchase land to build a grocery store came forward before the county and the endowment invested almost $9.5 million into this project. The timing on this fortunately ended up working out pretty well. And so now all of that money has been pulled back. A $320,000 grant from the endowment has gone to the parent organization of the Northside Food Co-op for them to, I guess, continue doing some research and continue providing dinner to individuals, presumably in the vicinity of where the Northside Food Co-op would exist. We've got some comments coming in on our Rumble live chat this morning. If you are listening after the fact on our podcast form, appreciate you listening. You can watch live each and every weekday morning, 7 a.m. on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Some comments coming in. Government can barely run efficiently their current programs, let alone retail endeavors. Stay in your lane and stay out of any kind of retail establishments. It's a very valid point. We see how government... I hate to be so negative, But we see how government mismanages so many of the things that they're responsible for, yet this concept, this idea that they would just be funneling money, as Leanne Pierce noted, in an open checkbook for a grocery store just doesn't make any sense at all. Some other comments coming in as well. Yeah, what do Northside residents say? Yeah, again, regardless of what the residents want, there's not enough of them in that area to sustain it. That's what all of the studies show. And, you know, I get it. It's probably frustrating that you have to drive a couple of miles to get to a grocery store. But if it doesn't make business sense, why would you throw any money towards it? I mean, you talk about setting yourself up for failure. You talk about a condition where failure is almost exclusively guaranteed. Why would you put yourself in that position? And that's exactly what seemed like was going to unfold here in downtown Wilmington. I saw a quote coming in from Mark Perry. As we've learned from countless examples through history, including now Venezuela, the main difference between capitalism and socialism is this: capitalism works. There you go. Some comments coming in on our live chat this morning. And again, one of the reasons that this is probably becoming a little bit, obviously the North Side story is not becoming a national story, but why there's some more emphasis on this is that you've got this socialist candidate as the front runner in the New York City gubernatorial, New York City mayoral election, excuse me, who is a self-described socialist in Zohran Mamdani. One of his great plans is for fully run, fully operated, and fully funded grocery stores. So we'll get into some details on that and a great opinion piece over at MSNBC. And that I'll tease here before the break. The ridiculous right-wing panic over government-owned grocery stores. That's an opinion piece over at MSNBC. We'll go through some of those details as well as our show rolls on this Wednesday morning. I do want to thank the Law Group for their continued support. When legal challenges arise, make sure you put your trust in the Law Group right here in Wilmington. Since 2003, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across Eastern North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating real estate transactions, or maybe you're in a position where you need a strong defense, the Law Group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved promptly. Great news, folks. They're located in downtown Wilmington and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. Give them a call, 910-251-6088, or click onto their website at lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. We appreciate the Law Group and their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. We'll get into some more of the phenomenal ideas from Zohran Mamdani and this opinion piece over at MSNBC coming up after this. You're listening to the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. And a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We're talking about government-run grocery stores or government-subsidized grocery stores. So turning our attention to New York City this morning, Democrat socialist Zohran Mamdani apparently wants to pay for his city-run grocery stores using taxpayer funds that apparently don't even exist. He is currently a Queens assemblyman and has the plan that he could pull $140 million in city subsidies directed at corporate grocery stores for his proposal. So with that, in a campaign video, Mamdani said that his administration would, quote, redirect funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores whose mission is lower prices, not price gouging. Mamdani claimed that his pilot program to launch 5 completely government-run grocery stores, one in each borough, would cost just $60 million, as he called the city fresh program, again, in a podcast interview back a couple of weeks ago. He told the podcaster, quote, "It's something that would cost $60 million in total, which is less than half of what the city is currently sent to spend on subsidizing corporate supermarkets through the program called City Fresh. Do you really believe that New York City can construct and operate 5 grocery stores for $60 million? We were just talking about the Northside Food Co-op. One relatively small area in a relatively small city compared to New York and the 5 boroughs. And they were set to receive $9.2 million in the next couple of months for that construction and for the initial operation. And I'm supposed to be under the impression that in where some of the most expensive real estate in the country exists, where minimum wage is what, $25 or $35 an hour, that they are going to be able to build and operate grocery stores for $60 million? You and I know that it will end up costing taxpayers in New York City hundreds of millions of dollars if Zohran Mamdani is successful, wins, and then goes forward with this plan. This will be a complete waste of taxpayer funds, a complete waste of taxpayer dollars. So as folks on the right have jumped in on this, as they have begun the discussion of, you know, what is essentially communism, government-run food lines, you know, more bread, please. I mean, it's everything out of the Soviet Union. There's this great opinion piece over at MSNBC by Ben Burgess about this, the headline, "The Ridiculous Right-Wing Panic Over Government-Owned Grocery Stores." And I thought it would be fun to just read through a little bit of this to kind of show you what the left's true thoughts are on this. The author in Ben Burgess begins by saying, "The Democrat nominee for mayor in New York City, Zohran Mamdani, has commanded a share of national attention that few candidates for local office will ever achieve. Many of the controversies swirling around him have at least centered on issues that always inspire heated debate, like the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Since his victory in the primary, though, a surprising number of comments on Mamdani by conservatives and libertarians have centered around grocery stores." Writing in the Wall Street Journal, John Katalmakis, who owns the grocery store, who owns multiple grocery store chains in New York City, warned that Mamdani's policies on grocery sales amount to radical socialism, and if implemented, would collapse our food supply, kill private industry, and drag us down a path towards the breadlines of the old Soviet Union. The same analogy was pushed by Megan McAuley in the Washington Post, where she wrote, "Forget the old school communist talk about socializing the means of production. Mamdani wants to socialize the means of consumption." Judging by these reactions, you'd think that Mamdani had at very least proposed expiring every private-owned supermarket and bodega in the city and placing them under the control of the People's Commissary of Food Supply. You might even wonder if he had gone farther and proposed sending NYPD in to conquer rural areas of upstate New York and forcibly collectivize agricultural items. And see, this is where the left just completely misses the whole mark on this whole thing. This tongue-in-cheek comment here by the author of this post. Oh, you think he was telling the government to go in and seize private grocery stores? No, that's exactly what will happen. The government doesn't have to go in and seize private grocery stores. But when you've got the government actively competing with private business, and here's the dirty little secret about all of it. Government doesn't have to worry about turning a profit, especially a government like the one that operates in New York City. If something is not quote-unquote profitable, if something doesn't have a good return on investment, the city doesn't have to make any change. All they've got to do is raise taxes. They have an unlimited pool of money to constantly pull from. You need more money for your stupid pet programs? Just raise taxes. You need more money to fund your radically stupid ideas? Just raise taxes. See, private business doesn't have the opportunity to do that. If a private business is running out of money, If a private business is not sustaining itself, it has two options. It can either raise the price of the good or service that it sells to offset some of those costs and generate more profit, or it closes its doors. Those are really the two options. You either find a way to make yourself or your business profitable, or you close. Those are the two options. So the NYPD doesn't have to show up to bodegas in New York City and shut them down for the government to have an incredibly devastating impact on private small businesses. And this is what the left doesn't understand about competition. This is what the left doesn't understand about free market capitalism. When you've got an entity like the government that doesn't care if something's profitable, that can willingly lose money on something because it's quote unquote helping the community, then that absolutely puts private industries, private grocery stores, bodegas, and other sorts of places where you can buy food in New York City, it puts those places at risk because they can't operate under that same mentality. If they aren't making money, they can't pay their rent, they close their doors. That will never happen with a government-run grocery store. They'll just find more money or tax the people to get it. Back to the MSNBC opinion piece. In reality, he's proposed a very modest experiment. Yeah, $60 million, modest. He doesn't want to touch a single privately owned store. Instead, he wants to start five new city-run grocery stores, one of each in the five boroughs, designed to provide a public option for grocery shopping in the areas within the boroughs with the fewest private options, where grocery prices at those few stores they do tend to be very high. There's, of course, no evidence and no science to back that up. If this sounds like an extreme proposal, it shouldn't. There are 17 states around the country with public monopolies on liquor stores. One of these is the most otherwise libertarian state in the union, New Hampshire, where the state motto is live free or die. If the 80 state-owned liquor stores in New Hampshire didn't inspire hysterical analogies to the Soviet Union, despite the lack of private competition, introducing a grand total of five private grocery stores into New York City, whose population is almost eight times the total population of New Hampshire, shouldn't either. This is a stupid analogy. North Carolina is one of the 17 states with a public monopoly on liquor stores. North Carolina is wrong on ABC. I do not believe that the state of North Carolina should be in the business of running liquor stores. I just don't believe it. Government should not be in private business. You can look at just our neighbors to the south, South Carolina. We're, you know, here in Wilmington, 45 minutes from the border, an hour from the border. They've got private run liquor stores. Works out very well. The state should not be in the business of ABC. The state should not be in the business of operating liquor stores. So this analogy doesn't make any sense. I'm not in favor of the state running those. I'm also not in favor of the state running liquor stores or grocery stores. Billy Binton, a writer for the libertarian magazine Reason, argues that this is an analogy that should make us more skeptical of the idea rather than less. After the end of Prohibition, he points out, some politicians in these states supported moving state monopolies on liquor stores because they wanted drinking to be difficult and expensive after alcohol was legalized again. And as such, the analogy for food sales isn't exactly the same. But there's a world of difference between why some prohibitionists might have supported a policy in the 1930s and why it remains popular in the 2020s. So he goes on this whole quirk about liquor stores and bootleggers and prohibition and all of that stuff. A great comment in our Rumble chat this morning, state-run liquor stores are dumb too. Exactly. I mean, that's the point. I live in North Carolina. I don't subscribe to that idea. I think it's completely ridiculous that the state's in that business. And so this, you're not owning the conservatives. You're not owning the right on this, because the vast majority of them would also subscribe to the notion, subscribe to the idea that the North Carolina ABC system, at least as it operates its liquor stores, is incredibly stupid. So it goes on to say, and talk about this more. It's a quirk of culture and history that publicly owned liquor stores are much more common in capitalist countries than publicly owned stores selling milk and eggs. But on the basic logistical level, a city-owned grocery store in Queens would be much more like a state-owned liquor store in New Hampshire than it would be like a Soviet grocery store. Aside from John Kalamakis and Megan McCurdle, I've never heard anyone suggest that the reason shelves were so often empty in the Soviet Union was because the stores themselves didn't know how to order needed goods from suppliers or stock their shelves. Rather than the problem was making sure that the actual production of goods was coordinated with fine-grained consumer preferences in a system where every aspect of the economy was centrally planned. Perhaps given smaller profit margins and selling perishable groceries than selling beer, wine, and hard liquor, though Mamdani's proposed experiment with a tiny number of municipal grocery stores would be a failure and it would have been abandoned. Therefore, there is no way to be certain before it's tried. What I can't get over, this is reading the article. What I can't get over, though, is the massive contradiction at the heart of the right-wing panic about this proposal. Well, let me be clear. This is not right-wing panic. I'm not losing sleep over the fact that Zohran Mamdani and his socialist ilk in New York City want to continue to run every rational person out of the city by raising taxes and operating a state-run or city-run grocery stores. I'm not losing any sleep over that. It's not affecting my day-to-day life. I don't know that I would describe it as right-wing panic. If the shelves would be empty since no public employee could ever navigate the delicate logistic hurdles, why on earth would anyone shop there rather than finding a private alternative? But if so, how are we supposed to understand the claims in the Wall Street Journal that Mamdani wants to replace private with public grocery stores? Is the problem that any city-owned grocery stores would be horrendously inefficient, such as we'd see empty shelves a la the Soviet Union? Or is it that they'd be so wildly successful that the initial experiment with five stores would mushroom and all private competition would eventually be put out of business? Both of those things can exist at the same time. Yes, that is exactly the concern. Because government doesn't have to worry about profit, because government doesn't have to worry about something making financial sense, it is an absolute risk that government puts private business out of business. This jackass over at MSNBC obviously doesn't understand that. This clown who penned this opinion piece over at MSNBC doesn't wrap his head around the concept that government isn't in the business of profit. They're not. They never have been. They never will be. It is not their form. It's not what they're supposed to do. Right? Building a park is not quote unquote profitable. It's not. There's no ROI. There's no financial return on investment of having a park. That's why government builds parks and private entities don't. Because there's no business model for building a park unless you're charging for it. But free public parks can only be built and operated by a government. Again, because there's no financial constraints. There's no need to generate revenue on the entity or the in this case, the park that you've built or that you own or that you operate. Yes, there is a very real risk that these privately run grocery stores, these publicly run grocery stores, that will undercut private business because, again, it doesn't matter if government's losing tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars a year, will put those places out of business. Absolutely, that is a real concern. But that's not success. The left doesn't really know how to, I think it would be accurate to say, the left doesn't really understand how to measure success. Putting a business out of business is not success. Putting employees out of work who work at a private entity so that you can have a government-run grocery store is not success. Undercutting competition in the market when the bottom line finances aren't relevant to you is not success. That's what is missing in this entire argument. Ben Burgess ends his commentary by saying, "Neither criticism is especially compelling on its own, but if critics wanted to make sense at all, they have to pick." Okay. So there's Ben Burgess, who is a left-wing radical, who is writing in this piece over at the, let's see, yeah, over at MSNBC, has to tell me that that is what's going on. I spent some time looking at his X account yesterday. This guy is a self-described Democrat socialist. One of these, you know, communism has never been tested guys. Oh, socialism's never actually been tried before, so we should sure as hell go ahead and give it a try. This guy's just, he's a complete and total clown. Complete and total clown. And he is of the mindset of the opinion that it is a good idea, that it is successful long term for the government to be in this. Now, from his vantage point, it makes total sense, right? If you are a socialist or if you are a communist, you would be in favor of this. You would be in favor of government operating these stores, right? Free market capitalism doesn't work in a communist or a socialist regime or dictatorship. It doesn't work. You have to either be communist or socialist or free market capitalist. The things do not mesh well together, which is why something like this would be so disastrous. Why something like the Northside Food Co-op, to me, which is nowhere near what we're discussing out of New York City, doesn't make practical sense long term. You don't want government. I don't, as a free market capitalist. I do not want government subsidizing, operating, or funding something that private business is very capable, and I would maybe even venture to say very good at. There's a whole boatload of grocery stores all over the place for a reason, because they are financially feasible, because they are profitable for the companies that operate them. That's the reason that there's 7 food lines in town or 10 food lines in town. It's the reason why there's a whole bunch of Harris Teeters and Publix all over the place and Lowe's Foods all over the place. Those entities, those businesses have figured out that we can make money, we can make a profit by operating stores in these areas. We are capable of doing that. We can sustain our business, we can pay our employees, and we can provide services to customers, in this case, product, good, to customers that need them. Versus government, who will go, yeah, you know, you sell a head of lettuce at your grocery store for $1.50 or $1.99. We're going to sell it for 25 cents. Well, how can you afford to sell it at 25 cents? Well, profit doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter if we're losing a dollar or a dollar and a half on every head of lettuce we sell, because we're the government. And so now you go down the street to the private run grocery store. How the hell are they supposed to compete with something that is 400 times less expensive at the quote-unquote government-run grocery store? That's not how you measure success. That makes absolutely no sense unless you are a socialist or a communist, which is what Zohran Mamdani is, what this jackass Ben Burgess, who wrote this piece over at MSNBC, what he is as well. It's an incredibly remarkable situation. And these guys just have no shame. They are wide out in the open. They are completely public with what they stand for, what they want, and their intentions going forward. It is completely detrimental to America. It is completely detrimental to the economic system that drives our country, that has led us to the unbelievable amount of success and prosperity, which, by the way, has not existed in any other society in mankind. The United States is the most successful, prosperous place that has ever existed in human history. By far. That did not happen because of democratic socialism. That did not happen because of communism. It happened because of free market capitalism. Now, these folks, of course, want to eat the rich. They hate anybody that is successful, even, you know, small business owners, people that bust their ass day in and day out, you know, plumbers, HVAC, people that are doing well for themselves because they put in a lot of work. These people want to tax them to hell and back want to destroy their business and then cheer on that the system is working and we're going to eat the rich and destroy capitalism. We're going to tax the wealthy. These people are clowns. And they want to try their experiment. Have at it, New York City. It doesn't affect my life at all. But what we do know for a fact is that, will it fail? No, probably not, because the government will just continue to fund it. What it will do is drive business in the city, grocers in the city, out of business. That is not good. That is not sustainable long term. I'll have links to all of these articles and some of the details on the Northside Food Co-op in our show notes this morning over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. If you are interested in supporting the show financially, we've got a lot of great folks that are supporting the show. You can do so over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. We'll have our monthly hangout, our monthly Patreon hangout coming up here in just a few weeks. We jump on a Zoom call for an hour or two, sometimes even more, depending on how the conversation's going, and discuss the news, the topics, the issues of the day, all of that available to our great Patreon members that allow me, genuinely allow me to do this each and every weekday morning, supporting the show financially over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. Some big ongoings in the United States Senate. NPR and PBS funding is set to be slashed in a Senate vote last night. We'll have details on all of that, plus the news of the day coming up for you tomorrow morning. That's going to do it for a Wednesday edition of the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for being here. Thanks to the Law Group here in Wilmington for their continued support. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. That's going to do it. Thanks for joining us live, 7 a.m. YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts.